Hello, this is John Wilkes, Chief Executive of the Institute of Health and Social Care Management, and this is my editorial podcast for Friday, April the 19th, Postscript. This week has been the very essence of interesting, primarily because I've been obliged to view the National Health Service from within. Incidents, scans, assessments, letters, phone calls and more letters led to my being admitted to a neurosurgery ward on Monday evening, ready for what is termed in that cold clinical manner that never does anything justice, a procedure the following day. So there I lay, assessing my fellow ward occupants and trying to stay positive despite the conflicting evidence of what my eyes were telling me. I'd never been near a neurosurgery ward before, let alone been admitted to one. And now here I was, subjected to the culture shock that anyone unused to acute hospital admission simply must absorb and endure. Neurosurgery is a complicated business, and my fellow inmates were a collection of souls assembled, it seemed to me, to demonstrate just how resilient the human body and spirit is. Most were in post-operative recovery and displayed all the paraphernalia that proved their ordeals. Elaborate dressings, sophisticated machines, acronym-based notes on whiteboards above their beds and more. Some were awake and eyeing me with the same mutual curiosity. Others were not, whether through sleep or sedation. If anyone ever needs reminding of how lucky they are to be healthy, go and view those for whom life has taken a nasty turn. It was not a quiet environment. Hard-pressed nurses in their different, impossible-to-translate coloured uniforms passed here and there to clean, reassure, adjust, request, administer, collect and inject. Visitors came and went, some upbeat and cheery, others despondent, the strain of anxiety colouring their skin and watering their eyes. And all the while, the clock ticked along towards what everyone had told me would be the real test. 10 p.m, lights out, and the night shift. Have you ever had the privilege of watching a hospital night shift? Care must continue, so it's a constant sequence of privacy curtains closing or opening, lights turned on, care being administered, and sounds being made. From bed to bed the nurses go, according to need, their own noise only being interrupted by some tortured soul crying out for a saviour. Sleep was impossible, so I decided to simply absorb the experience, watching and listening and making notes to share with you. In his poem Postscript, the late great Irish poet Seamus Heaney wrote about taking a trip to the flaggy shore of County Clare, and the experience of images and weather that catch the heart off guard and blow it open. Dear reader, my heart was caught off guard and blown open when I watched a nurse administering to a seriously ill patient and noted. She quietly and gently talks to this unconscious, tracheostomised, post-brain surgery, no bone flap patient whilst cleaning and caring for him with aching tenderness. I am watching love masquerading as nursing, or is it the other way around? Her name is Mirella, and that's all I need to write this week. Stay safe, stay strong, and thank you for the brilliant work you're all doing. Bye-bye.